This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, boys and girls, and I mean that quite literally. Teenagers out there, want to rebel. This is your hour, the Teenage Rebellion. We've got, was it James Dean come back from the dead? Rebel Without a Clue, Rebel Without a Cause. And we're going to talk about rebels without a clue, 18-year-olds who, and younger, who perhaps want to defy their parents' wishes in raising them vaccine-free. That's where we're going to start today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First of all, we must acknowledge that Super Don today is no longer Super Don, he's Uper Don. He lost one of the letters. No, we're not playing a game of Hangman. You know, yesterday he made fun of the Indigo Girls, and I'm just terribly upset. No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. It was actually quite interesting. I'm gonna reveal a story, not to embarrass Super D, because it's just like one of those things that happens. But I get a call on my studio line from a medical doctor, who says, scheduled to do an interview with you. I'm like, really? When? Now? Can you remind me a little bit more? And she proceeded to tell me, and it's starting to click into gear. I'm like, oh, I think there was something like that we were considering, but it was not in my calendar to-do list. So I reached out to Super Don. Hey, Super Don, there's this doctor who says, oops. Yeah, forgot to put it on the calendar. Did I yell at you? Did I scream at you, Super Don?
No.
I'm a heathen. I'm really a cad when it comes to this stuff. I get very mad
totally,
and I yell and scream,
yeah.
And I'm a diva. But no, I didn't. I was like, you know, dude, it happens. And you know what was more amazing about this woman, this female doctor? And it wasn't that she was a female. That wasn't it. It was that the energy that she brought, completely egoless. I'm telling you, she was not upset with me. It's like, it's a medical doctor. How dare you not know who I am and that you're supposed to be on my show? Not at all. I was like, oh, I'm very intrigued by this woman. And it turns out, yeah, she's amazing. And let me say her name here. Dr. George, her first name, Elena. Dr. Elena George in Atlanta. She's an ENT doctor. And I'm going to be on her show. It's going to air like in early March. And I'm like, where has she been all of our radio life? She's amazing. So, Super D, I sent you her information so that we can coordinate when we know that I'll be airing on her show. I want to get her on before so everybody can be ready because she's cool. Totally cool. Anyway, so that's how I backdoor lambast, so to speak, Super Don, and to call him Uber Don.
I am fallible, I will admit. It does happen from time to time.
It's secretly because I'm still upset at what you did about Indigo Girls' Galileo song. And my wife is still laughing about that. And I'm so sorry for all of y'all on radio if you didn't watch the YouTube version, because on the commercial breaks, the Super Don was he was laying into it. And I was like, I couldn't help but laugh. It was very funny because my wife in the background just laughing so loud. Anyway, Super D, you've raised kids. I've got kids, and my kids are both teenagers, in fact. And you think about when we were kids, would we ever, never, of course not, rebel against our parents if they, you know, hey, you can't do that. You know, what do teenagers do? Well, they immediately do that.
Now, what was interesting about my upbringing, and my mom's in the audience, and she'll remember this, my parents were pretty liberal in the context of raising me. You know, I had a lot of freedom. You know, I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, the moment I screw up, I was going to be grounded for life. And I had children, let's say friends, who were kids like my age, that, man, the wrath of God would come down on them if they so much as did one thing out of line. And they were literally, I watched these friends of mine fear of their parents. And I don't know if you had any of that interaction. It's not to say that I've never once, like, oh man, I really screwed up this time, and yeah. But in a general sense, that was like, you know, I didn't feel I had to rebel against my parents because of the way I was raised. Now, I'm not saying that would work for everybody, because it didn't necessarily work for my sister. But, Super D, when you grew up, again, you're a teenager. Did you have thoughts of rebellion ever?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a troublemaker, and I had a very strict upbringing as well. So
okay.
I actually got to experience the belt on more than one occasion.
So you had legitimate fear of don't get caught.
I did, yeah. But, you know, just like all kids, you kind of weigh the punishment against what it is you really want to do. And sometimes,
right.
you kind of did what you wanted to do because it was worth it.
Now, it's interesting. I've, you know, raised my kids, try to be as open as possible with them. The reason we do the things we do, we're not perfect, and, you know, things are going to happen. You might be mad at us, but we're doing the best we can. But that also, when you're 18, 19, especially if you move out of the house, my son's 19, he's going to the school, trade school, so he's not out of the house yet. But, you know, there's still some things I would expect of them if they're here. But once they're adults, they're technically adults. They get to make up their own mind about stuff, and they get to choose things. But when they're younger than that and living in the house, like, no, I'm sorry, there's a limit to that. There's a limit to that. For your own protection, you might not like it. And in this day and age, in the era of, oh my gosh, people are waking up and don't think vaccines are sacrament or manna from heaven, we've got to put a stop to this. Now, we've seen the moves to censor, the move to attack, dehumanize, ostracize people who are questioning vaccines. Vaccine hesitancy is now the top 10 list of the WHO threats to world or global health. Absolute nonsense. But now they've taken it to a whole other level. Apparently teenagers have gone to Reddit and said, shh, don't tell my mom and dad, but they didn't want me to get vaccinated and I really want to. I don't know how I'm alive. and there's this one kid, now that's making the news, making the rounds, and you should see how this has blown up in the headlines all over planet Earth going, yes, you must rebel, right? The message from the media, the message from government, the message from medicine, don't listen to your parents. They don't know. We're going to help you violate the will and discipline of your parents now on the vaccine issue. And so this is making, as I said, the news rounds, and I don't know on what station we're picking this audio clip or these clips up from.
Good
Super D.
Morning America. That's
GMA.
This
so
is
this
from.
Is yeah. This is a national syndicated TV show, and they are all over this. They're so excited. Teenagers want to defy their parents. Why?
The vaccination debate draws a deep divide between sides, but for one Ohio family, that divide has created a rift between parents and children.
Absolutely no, I will not vaccinate my children.
I'm getting vaccinated and this is what I want to do.
So we set up the divide between mother and son in this case, and we're applauding it, we're cheering it, we're excited about it. I'm talking about the media. It's like there's a frothing, a frenzy over this story. My gosh, we can't get enough of it. And you know, the story of Reddit and you know, these absurd questions like, how am I alive? You got to hear this. Give a listen.
Ethan Lindenberger had only received one vaccine his entire life, a tetanus shot after an accident as a child. His mother staunchly opposed the vaccinations, opting out of the standard vaccination regimen for all of her kids due to health concerns. But for Ethan, this decision didn't make sense. So when he turned 18, he turned to the internet for help. Ethan posting on Reddit, asking for advice on how to get vaccinated. Writing, my parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. I've had countless arguments over the topic, but because of their beliefs, I've never been vaccinated for anything. God knows how I'm still alive.
God knows how I'm still alive. Yeah, it's amazing that the species has survived before the era of vaccination, isn't it? And, you know, this is the thing where they're applauding. He went on the internet to do research, right? Like, good for you, kid. You went on the internet. And what about the parents that have gone on the internet and scoured the information available to them and found out that vaccines have no safety testing, no efficacy testing, no peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies? Why aren't they applauded for researching? Huh? Hmm? Interesting question, isn't it? But you get a teenager going to Reddit, please help! My parents won't let me get vaccinated. I don't know how I'm alive. Right? And now they say it's going viral. I think the virus that we're talking about here may be more dangerous than the scary viruses they claim to be vaccinating against. Give a listen.
That post going viral with other teens posting on Reddit looking for similar answers, raising the question about how kids can take their health into their own hands.
I've had people contact me that are in a similar situation where they want to pursue vaccinations and their parent or authority figure doesn't believe it's right.
Kids take their health into their own hands. Isn't this interesting? You know, they don't want adults taking their kids' health into their own hands if they don't follow the what? Government scheme that Ethan kid was worried about, who's, by the way, 18 now. Government scheme. But in this case, do you know the positive bent of the kid researches on the internet? Kids taking their health into their own hands. Yet, what does the mainstream media do when parents take their kids' health in their own hands after researching on the internet and finding out that vaccines are quite dangerous? Double standard or no standard? Now, let's bring mom into this, and you know, you're going to have the pleading mom, and we're going to see what the teenager's response is now that he's 18, and let's see how this rebel without a clue fares.
And while Ethan says his decision to get vaccinated was the right choice for him, his mother disagrees, saying it was difficult to accept and hopes that she can convince her other children to avoid the shots once they turn 18.
I think it's great that he has taken it upon himself to research and find what he feels is best for him. It is not what I agree with. It is not how I feel.
Look at this mom who acknowledges that, yeah, he's researching on his own. He's 18, technically an adult now. But the message that I'm getting from all of these news stories, Super Don, is not you're an adult, you can vaccinate, which is true. You get to choose. But we want kids, teenagers, under the control of their parents to somehow sneak out and get an HPV shot, an MMR shot, without parental permission before they're 18. Is that what you're getting? Because that's what I'm getting from all of this messaging.
Yeah. And instead of eating Tide Pods, now they're going to be running out and getting vaccines, I guess. But yes, you're right. I think the media is attempting to try and make this a thing.
Yes.
For teenagers now. Let's do the vaccine challenge, maybe, or something of that nature.
Right. Dump a bunch of syringes on your head.
The teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, what kind of responsible message is this the media is fomenting? Kids, disobey your parents. Hey, what about the opposite is true? The majority of parents out there want their kids and are forcing their kids to get vaccinated. What about the teenagers who don't want vaccines? Are you going to support their movement to go, I'm going to disobey my parents because I don't want a vaccine? Let me know.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
See, here's where we would have a crossfade of we're not gonna take it, and then we could sing it, and we're not gonna get banned by YouTube because it's not covered by copyright when we do it, right, Super Don? We can sing D. Snyder, we're not gonna take it.
I think we'd probably get asked to leave the building if we...
That's true. We don't want to get asked to leave the building. You know, we might have to vaccinate. Right. I mean, if to leave your home, let's check your vaccine records. Folks, real ID. Healthy people 2020, healthy people 2030. All of this agenda is coming to a crescendo right now. The question is, will you stand up, speak out, and not let it happen? At least for those in your sphere of influence, because if they're fomenting dissent among your teenagers, teenagers have already a mind to dissent because that's what teenagers do when they're trying to find their own way. But this is an outright assault on the family, among many assaults on the family, in the 20th century to the 21st. I mean, the growth of government was one of the biggest assaults on the family. Because the cost of government, the taxation impact on the family meant that on top of the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air, inflating the money supply, causing you to have to work harder for every fiat dollar you got in. And it could buy less over time. So it meant that you needed two jobs, three jobs, and or both spouses would have to work. And, of course, now you have nobody in the home to really counter the government propaganda from government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools. And here's where we are in the 21st century, where people don't know what form of government we're supposed to have. And we got leftists crying about the Electoral College, not acknowledging or understanding what the purpose of that was. That we're not a democracy. We're never meant to be a democracy, and our founding fathers abhorred democracy as a form of government. And two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner or lunch. And, yeah, we got leftists crying about the representation in the Senate. How come Wyoming gets two votes, and so does California? Well, they're supposed to be representative of the states, not the people necessarily. But that all went out with one of the amendments, number escapes me now in the midst of our vaccine discussion, removing the state legislators' ability to select the representatives for their state in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate, into a popularly elected vote, which eliminated all representation of the states. Right? State sovereignty. They tried to do that on purpose. Now we're having some pushback with the nullification movement. Thank God for the 10th Amendment and the founders that saw that as an important part of this. I'm not sure what the 10th Amendment will do here, although the concept of nullification is in action. And this relates to pressure on Facebook. Pressure on Facebook. Facebook may decide to censor any discussion of vaccines that is not sanctioned by the officials. Official stories, right? And we're talking now in private groups. Right? Many of you that are still on Facebook, we still have a Facebook page as long as we have one and can use it for all it's worth. It's private when you go, semi-private, when you go, this is a group that's not for everybody, you have to be invited, you have to accept, you have to say you want to be part of it. And of course, that's pre-selected. Now, you're in a group, for instance, of vaccine-injured children, the parents of vaccine-injured children. And you obviously are sharing your story, researching the science, and somebody says, you know, vaccines caused autism in my child. But that's not officially sanctioned information. The official story is that vaccines don't cause autism, they're safe and effective, blah, 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 you know. Now, the pressure on Facebook is to shut down on what limited freedom of speech remains in that, you know, category of the social media network, where you're not even broadcasting out to the public. You're like, people have selected to be part of that semi-private or private group, and they want to suppress that speech as well. How bad has it gotten for the pro-vaccine fanatics, the pro-vaccine sycophants, that they now have to prevent private discussion from happening about unofficial perspectives on vaccines, danger, safety, efficacy, etc. Super Don, this is evidence of the absolute vacuousness of the vaccine belief system, the vaccine debate. It's not allowed to happen, even in private.
Well, it's crazy, because on Facebook, when you create a group, you can either have a public group, you can have a closed group, or you can have a secret group, right?
Yeah.
And so in the closed group, it's invitation only. You have to be accepted, you know, approved before you can join the group. But the conversation is not public, so that means the people just on Facebook can't. So this is just people having, you know, as you said, private conversations. And apparently some health experts have called on Facebook to counter, you know, what's going on with these closed or even secret groups. So, yeah, they're looking at shutting these things down so that you can't even have private conversations on Facebook now.
Folks, they've lost the debate before they've begun it. This is a tacit admission of that, that not only are they trying, obviously, to censor outward overt news, but now that they've gone into private groups to try and shut down any discussion without censoring or getting pre-approved about what you say about vaccines, it should tell you, any intelligent person out there, all you need to know about vaccines.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. And a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, we're back at it. Health, freedom, healing, liberty here on the air. Again, freedom of speech as well. Outrageous, isn't it? How dare, I mean, you know, when the founding fathers set up this idea of the First Amendment, again, it wasn't to give you or me any rights of free speech, but it was to protect those rights of free speech that were ours by virtue of our being alive. And it was to protect us from government overreach, the suppression of speech. And here we have a government media medical complex that is desperately trying to do it. I know they can't get away with an overt. We're going to squash this, although I wouldn't put it past them based on the phony guise of public health. This is a public health threat. This is a public health emergency. We cannot have anybody speaking ill of vaccines, right? The first rule of Vaccine Fight Club is never speak ill of vaccines. And so I could see that they will, based on their losing record and their inevitability that they are losing, and they will lose ultimately this argument, which is not a debate.
They won't engage in debate or discussion rationally, is that they will have to use increasingly draconian medical police state methods. You know, and they use it through social media. We get all dependent on social media, and then they start clamping down. That's what happens. And we've got to talk creatively about and around it. That's why the IADFW with Dr. Rasha Bitar is important. It's a private, you know, group outside of the Facebook or our email list. Those of you who are not already getting emails from us here at robertscottbell.com, sign up. Super Don's working hard. We're sending out special messages for you, keeping you plugged in. And so in addition to the show itself, that's a way we can communicate with you, and the website, robertscottbell.com. But you have to think, oh, I got to go there. Right? Because we're all using social media until one day maybe we can't. What do we do then? We got to think ahead. One of the person who was so far ahead of so many of us in terms of thinking or otherwise, Charlotte Gerson. We want to acknowledge the passing of the legend, right? The work that she did with the Gerson Institute. She passed away on February 10th, a couple of days ago, at her home in Italy. And she and her institute did amazing things to help people to become empowered to overcome ailments and illnesses and diseases that were previously thought or demanded to be incurable, particularly in the realm of cancer. So the testament to Charlotte Gerson's memory, and this is the official announcement about it, is in what we say, a vibrant, dynamic, growing community working towards a healthier future for all. And we send our heart and love, thoughts and prayers to the family of Charlotte Gerson. They have the address there. It's linked up. I believe, Super Don, you put this in the show notes. And I don't believe we ever had Charlotte on the show from Italy, but we certainly appreciate and respect her and all the people that are continuing on in her stead since her passing.
Indeed, and if you go to the show notes, if you feel so inclined that you can send sympathy cards and things, they have got an address there to it's the Gerson Institute there in San Diego.
Okay, robertscottbell.com, check it out.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the daytime. Let's see what's going on here. This looks complicated. Are you aware? This is from Shelley. Are you aware of any treatment for MSA? This is now known as multiple system atrophy. I could find nothing with even a glimmer of hope online, either allopathic or alternative. I'm planning to use Zach Bush's Restore. Is there anything else? Shelley. Well, yeah, there's plenty of anything else, but just so we get the official story from the NIH, they talk about this MSA, a progressive neurodegenerative disorder characterized by a combination of symptoms that affect both the autonomic nervous system and, addressing movement. And let's see, autonomic, they're just going in depth here. There's so much here. Symptoms reflect the progressive loss of function and death of different types of nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. And they're also talking about atrophy to the musculoskeletal system. So we've got a lot of a wholesale system breakdown in MSA. And it isn't one thing. It isn't like, what is the cure for this MSA? We've talked many times over the years about neurological degradation, skeletal, musculoskeletal degradation diseases. You know, if they were going to claim this is congenital, or if we would claim there's probably a massive environmental influx that alters what? Genetic expression. Anytime they say it's a gene issue, it's a genetic issue, it's a genetic defect, I'm asking you, why? How did that happen? And then we're going to look to correct that. So I haven't had an MSA person come to me. So I can't say definitively, oh, I've done this and this works. We have talked extensively, Chris Barr, not a doc, about these issues of neurological degradation. And we've talked about the key minerals that are missing. But the fact that Shelley says she's looking into Zach Bush's Restore product is interesting because it means she knows that all health goes through the gut. And that product is designed to restore the gut. So what would I do? Silver Aloe Protocol. Absolutely. Probiotic replenishment afterwards. And you can use it with the Restore product. That's fine. They're complementary in that regard. And then you can start resetting, repairing the home for the microbiome and the microbiome itself. Now, that would allow for nutrient uptake. Hopefully the food that's going in is organic, non-GMO, etc., simple to digest, process, assimilate, etc., and then, of course, excrete. So it's, again, it's every system of the body that has to be addressed really simultaneously in this case, even though hitting the digestive system is a good place to start so that we can replenish the nutrients that are probably not there or not being utilized appropriately. Interesting, I bring up some memory of our interviews with Morley Robbins about copper. And, you know, copper deficiency is very interesting because without copper, you can't use iron properly. You know, we're talking about cellular respiration. We're talking about mitochondrial function. And there's a lot going on here in this case. And so what can we do? Can you eat raw beef calf liver or cooked calf liver, beef liver? I mean, it's gross for some people to say that and think that. Or bee pollen, somehow get copper in. Now, a little birdie told me that we are closer than ever to having access for the first time in the marketplace. I've had access to it over the years to try it, but copper hydrosol. Copper hydrosol. Right? We've got an RDA of like, I think it's like around 900 micrograms a day of copper. They say that's your RDA. Now, I don't know, I haven't studied enough to know that toxic level. I know Morley's into that big time, and we've talked about things like this. But getting the hydrosol in there, let's say if you took a tablespoon at 10 parts per million, that's 150 micrograms. That's 1/6 of the RDA. And you've got copper in this form, like silver, in a complete bioactive form, to be utilized and then easily processed and excreted, so you're not likely to risk copper toxicity, which can happen with these synthetic forms of copper, copper sulfate or different amino acid chelates. We talk about that. They're trying to trick the body to make you think it's coming from food when it's not. So I would say as soon as this copper hydrosol is available, that would be something I would add into the mix. We talk about silver and aloe and the Restore and other things to restore integrity of the GI tract. In terms of minerals, skeletal, musculoskeletal, vascular, neurological, the key mineral is silicon, silica. I would immediately or shortly thereafter go on the silica challenge that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That's the Alta Silica. Three tablets four times a day. And get that in him immediately. Let's see if there's anything else. I mean, there's so much more to this, but I would encourage you, go listen to some of my interviews with Morley about copper, how it plays out in all kinds of metabolic functions. Without copper, a lot of things are going wrong. But this is not to say we overlook selenium here. Selenium, the most protective mineral of brain and neurological health, heart health as well. And, of course, the GTF chromium, which is also helpful, like selenium, for liver and other things that are necessary for restoration of function. So my short, long answer is that everything's gone awry. We've got to look at everything. And to look for the cure for MSA, I don't think it's out there. You haven't found it. But in terms of addressing the entire terrain of the body, the dysfunction, replenishing the things that are not happening right because of the mineral deficiencies or toxicological proficiencies, heavy metals things, we've got to address it all. So I don't mean to confuse you, but I do mean to bring up a problem here, not because I want to, but because I have to. And the next article on the schedule relates to the FDA. Because I've told you things about dietary supplement ingredients that the manufacturers of those dietary supplement ingredients cannot tell you. They cannot reference it, even if it's in the peer-reviewed literature, without an above and beyond reproach. If they started linking the minerals that I've mentioned to the recoveries that are inevitable when you put the right form in the body, and then, of course, the reversal of something like MSA, then the FDA would be all over it, like stink on you-know-what. They are sending letters out, warning letters. Don't you dare talk about censorship. This is government censorship. Don't you dare speak even scientifically accurate information revealing as it's related to dietary supplements that you're selling out there. In the show notes, Super Don found this. I think I sent this to you, Super D. The FDA is scheduled to tighten oversight of supplements. What does that mean? This isn't WebMD. They're saying that they're changing things. I don't know that they are, but maybe we'll find out. The changes would be one of the most significant modernizations of dietary supplement regulation and oversight in more than 25 years, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the pharma stooge in heading up FDA. What are they doing? What are they saying? What is this? You said they were developing or starting up some new group within FDA. Do you have the name of that group?
There's a
There's a couple of things. There's, let me see if I can find it real quick here. There's a dietary supplement working group that is going to be working on some stuff. And then there's another one called the Botanical Safety Consortium.
The Botanical Safety Consortium. Okay.
The Botanical Safety Consortium.
Everybody's trying to play nice.
Yeah, it's going to
all about safety.
Promote scientific advances in evaluating the safety of botanical ingredients and mixtures in dietary supplements. So, on the surface, this announcement, it doesn't look too scary. You know, it's like we're kind of dusting off the shelves over here. We're kind of doing some things over here, but don't take your eye off the situation because you know this could just be the beginning of something that later on is going to be something that we'll have to be concerned about.
It's already gone too far. The fact that the FDA has not been nullified into oblivion tells you all you need to know about the lack of knowledge our American brothers and sisters have about the proper role of government. Because the FDA, if they can't get it done, they use the FTC to censor communication. Truthful, honest, not misleading, based on even peer-reviewed literature. And there's a link in this article to a lot of letters, warning letters that were sent out by FDA recently, including to a silver company, not the one I work with or use or love and promote, but one that I wouldn't take even. But they are talking about this cures this, this eradicates these infections. Even though it's true, the FDA said, no, you can't say it. So in order to survive, you have to learn ways to censor yourself and hope people will figure out on their own. Terry supplements can do, and they're not killing you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com to link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
It's just you, me, and Super D today. What happened to the S? I already explained that earlier in the show. He'll get it back. It's just a temporary, it's not even a demotion. It's just an acknowledgement. You screwed up, buddy. I love you, but don't do it again. I'm so bad. I'm so mean. No, we love Super D here. We were laughing about it. It was all good. It's all good. We have got some, well, it really is just you, me, and Super D, honestly, today. And we have got, let me just see where we're going. Ooh, we got a busted. We can play the busted theme song, my wife's favorite theme song that you did, Super D. And that is about the FDA. We already just discussed the FDA, but that wasn't the busted, segment. Let's see, what else we got? Eating organic, toxin levels, food or heart meds. Medical expenses causing bankruptcy, eating dessert first. That's going to be everybody's favorite subject of the day. That's coming up. But right now, before you look into the upcoming events tab in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you've got to realize that Hooper D really is Super D, and he scours the world for stuff that we cover here on the show. Occasionally, I find some stuff even without him. It's not an easy task to do, believe me, but it happens. And, you know, a lot of times we like to cover scientific stories, peer-reviewed stories that are covered by the mainstream media because they often cover them very poorly. I'm being nice. They really suck at covering medical stories. They honestly do. And, you know, most talk radio, if they're not at least semi-schooled in the germ theory versus the law of the terrain, they have no basis for which to discuss some of these things. They don't understand toxicology. And if you talk to a dietitian, registered, I know they try to calling themselves nutritionists nowadays, they're also pretty dunderheaded when it comes to nutrition and real food. But occasionally we come across a story that uses science to point out something that is so obvious that it can only be referred to as today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, and I know you've been missing it. Brought to you by Hot Dogs Are Us. Eat as many of them as you can, and nothing will happen to you. Not bad, for sure. Headline reads at CNN, eating ultra-processed foods accelerates your risk of... You thought I was going to say longevity, but no. Early death! Super Don! Were we under some mistaken impression that eating ultra-pasteurized foods, refined foods, junk foods, was going to extend our life? Make us all happy and healthy.
Ultra-processed. Yeah. Not pasteurized, processed.
Processed. Ultra-processed. Well, it could involve pasteurization, yeah.
What is ultra-processed food?
Well, they're manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that usually include additives used for technological and or cosmetic purposes. According to the authors of the study published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine Journal, ultra-processed foods are mostly consumed in the form of snacks, desserts, or ready-to-eat or hot meals, and their consumption has largely increased during the past several decades. There you go. CNN reported on that. Didn't have to do a thing.
So basically what we're talking about is something that if you bought it, you could stick it on the shelf, and a year later you could still eat it.
There,
right? Yeah.
Okay. And your great-grandparents... knew it not. It didn't exist, or maybe great-great-grandparents at this point. The 20th century was the era of processed and then ultra-processed food. But how do you like that for a moment of duh? We haven't done that in a long time.
Well,
and
it is a moment of duh for us.
I think so, yes.
I think it's important, though, that they keep talking about this because it's 61, get this, in the United States, 61% of an adult's total diet comes from ultra-processed foods.
Wow.
That's obviously a problem, I guess, right?
Yeah, they said they calculated associated 14% higher risk of early death for each 10% increase in the proportion of ultra-processed foods you consume. It's even got fried chicken there, which kind of bites because fried chicken is yummy. But if it's organic, you know, and all of that stuff. But it's not something you should eat every day. The point here is there are a lot of people eating it. I've grown up on processed and ultra-processed foods as a standard American diet kid. And we're going to cover a story next hour about having to decide between food and medicine. The question is the food you're deciding between and the medicine, could it be as synthetic as the medicine? And what's the point of making a choice? Does it really matter at that point? Or is it real food? And why is it that the cheap food is the toxic food and the organic healthy food seems to be more expensive? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. We're going to cover it next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you all for being here. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. It's on the air. We got another hour. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.